This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Miles, as you guys have all heard me say, he's a huge part of our organization, really good person. He's an awesome player. Understand the trade requests and everything, but our stance really has not changed. We can't imagine a situation where not having Miles as a part of the organization is best for the Browns.
Sounds like Lions season to me. Welcome back. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, the voice there of Andrew Berry, general manager of the Browns, Hugh, who used to work here under Howie Roseman. Feels like he is telling himself that until he has no choice. I do think they're going to trade Myles Garrett here, Hugh. If he's saying he's not coming back, and we saw him, he was down at the NFL, the Super Bowl, right, the Radio Row. He was jumping on any show that would have him to talk about how he would fit in with that particular team. I think Andrew Berry is trying to convince himself and Myles that they could work it out. They're not working it out.
No, he's also operating from a position of not being in so much power.
No.
So he doesn't want to, you know, show his hand or anything like that. So he's going to say that. But if Miles starts to do stuff that lets him know for sure he's not going to be there, like not showing up to OTAs and stuff like that, then they're going to not have a choice.
Yeah, they're going to have to move him. And the Eagles might be front of the line. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles be all in for Myles Garrett? I don't think so. He's a great football player, but he has just had his age 29 season. I'm not paying two first-round picks and probably a new contract for a 30-plus-year-old that, let's be real, his best football is probably behind him. Kyle thinks we're crazy today. I do wonder if the audience and Kyle are going to sway Hugh before this show is over today. I mean, because I know deep down, like
I
that car.
Miles, he's so on the fence.
I know, because you deep every time in the last year that Myles Garrett's come up, you like have a smile on your face because
he's
the player.
He's a monster.
Yeah,
man.
He's a great player.
He's a throwback, and I like him, but boy, that, you know, I like nice things. I'm not going to lie, but I don't like paying for them.
I
would rather have them given to me. But that doesn't happen most times.
Especially not in the NFL.
Nobody's going to give me a 71 Chevelle. That's fully a frame-off restoration. So, you know, you got to pay for that. But I don't want to pay for it.
It's always a battle that I have to fight with people who try to outsmart themselves. It's this simple. You go get great players when they're available. Great players make your team better. We just saw this with Saquon Barkley.
In the moment.
Yeah, but I want to repeat.
Okay, but that...
Or you develop them.
Well, you can develop them.
That typically takes longer to do.
How long did it take Jalen Carter to develop?
That, 2 years.
That's not a long time, Kyle.
But I want to win the Super Bowl next year. So I can't count on somebody being just ready to go next season if they're a rookie.
How long did it take Jalen Hunt to become that guy?
The entire season. Right? But again, an outlier. You can't just count on these things to happen every year.
You can't, but you got a good coach. Like, the one thing that I think the Eagles have that really sticks out to me now that I didn't see early on because I'm not there every day. They have some damn good coaches, man.
Yeah.
They got some damn good coaches.
I think the difference in the way I think and Kyle thinks is how much next year matters. I think if the Eagles had lost to the Chiefs or in the playoffs somewhere, I might feel differently because I might feel like they got to capitalize. They won. I'm thinking more in the next 5 years. Let me give you a quick example. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Von Miller was what this guy is now, right? He was the best edge rusher in the NFL. The Eagles were a playoff-ish team, 2019, coming off of 18, 17. They won the Super Bowl in 17. If they had traded two first-round picks for Von Miller, then you know who's not here? Devontae Smith, who has the dagger in the Super Bowl. So, like, yeah, it might not all matter, and they could win the Super Bowl next year with Myles Garrett, but we're also taking the chance away to win the Super Bowl 3, 4, 5 years from now.
I'm going to twist that exact example around on you.
Go ahead.
The Rams did make the move to get Von Miller. He not only helped them win the Super Bowl, but they took Puka Nakua with a fifth-round pick.
Right,
you
that,
can build
you
later
can.
In the draft.
You can, but it's easier to get great players in the first round.
Yeah, sure, but like, yeah, but, not, but it's not that's not the end-all be-all. It's not the only way you get good players.
We're not the same situation as the Rams are, because they had
desperate. They didn't win.
Yeah, and they wanted – he made it clear that he was trying to get Aaron Donald a Super Bowl win before he left the game.
I want to win again. Well, and you know what another way to get good players is besides the first round? You trade for Myles Garrett.
Who's a great player now, and 3 years from now, he might not be.
But who? Since we're talking about bills, this reminds me of vehicles. Whose bill do you think is better, the way the Eagles are doing it or the way the Rams did it? Because the Rams are in purgatory right now, and they're about to go back into purgatory.
The Rams have stayed pretty competitive. The Rams were the team that gave us the most trouble in the postseason this year because they were able to draft well.
And they're talking about they gave the quarterback
we don't have a 36-year-old quarterback. Our window is theoretically more open.
You know why? Because we've done a great job of grooming our young guys. And with this window, like, this is a chess move. This is not checkers. The move to get Myles Garrett,
it's a checkers move. It's checkers.
Well, so that's a checkers
move. We have this conversation with the Phillies, and we did it last year, where it's like, Dave Dombrowski's telling us we're not going to make big moves because we want to extend this window. Nobody's satisfied with that right now.
And I get that
they haven't won, but we wanted them to take a big swing and get somebody here last year that could have put them over the top.
Absolutely. All right, so listen, I got a lot on my mind. I'm looking at all these numbers with all of these edge rushers that reach this age, and most of them fall off pretty precipitously, like fast. They go from all pro to, they're fine. Josh Sweat had 8 sacks this year. If Myles Garrett has 8 sacks in 2 years, we're all cool with him making $45 million? No, we're not. We're saying this guy's
if
overpaid.
If we win the Super Bowl next year, then
well,
yes.
But you can't guarantee that. Here's what I know. I've seen many a pass rusher fall off in their 30s. And I was listening to WIP last night, and once in a while, a caller brings up an excellent point. Listen to this last night. I heard this. I'm like, you know what? It happened, and it could happen, you know, with this Garrett situation. Listen to this last night on WIP.
So he has a lot of tread on the tires. I mean, he plays pretty much every snap. So it wouldn't surprise me if – I'm not going to say, like, he's going to become a nobody when he turns 30, but if he goes from a 16, 17 sack guy to when he turns 30, he dips down to, you know, maybe 12, and then when he hits 31, he goes down to 9 or 10. Like, you see that a lot with defensive linemen. That once they hit 30, they really fall off fast. I mean, you saw it with Reddick this year. Now, it was a little bit of a different circumstance. He missed a lot of the year, and he went to the Jets was a weird situation. But, I mean, he went from like an 11, 12 sack guy with the Eagles to he hit a half a sack. And we saw, remember Hugh Douglas back in the day when he was with the Eagles? They let him go at 30. He goes to Jacksonville, and he completely falls off. Like, sometimes you see these guys, when they hit that age 30 on the defensive line, they really fall off.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
First of all, what you mean, remember Hugh Douglas, fool? I work here. I've been working here for 3.5 years. What you mean? You listen to the station?
I think, I think he remembers Hugh Douglas, the player, because this is a different man.
This is
a
radio host. But no, you know what's funny? Because last night, shout out to the IT guys, because I brought my computer in. So they could help me figure out what I'm going to do with it. And I heard that. And I was like, he ain't lying.
No, he's not.
But in my defense.
Oh, here we go.
In my defense, I went to Jacksonville hurt, and I was told that I was going to be allowed the chance to get healthy, and that did not happen. So, you know, that's not an excuse because it probably would have played out. Mm-hmm. I'd have probably had 5 sacks instead of the 3 that I had. I'd have probably had 5 or 6. But that would have been better for me than the 3.
You were a few years older than 30, too, right? Like, you weren't 30 on the nose like Myles Garrett.
No, I was like 20. I was like 29, 31, something like that.
At Jacksonville?
I was almost there.
It was after your what? So you came in the league 95, and you went there after 02?
Yeah.
So after your 8th year in the NFL, you know what this just
was? You were 32 in Jacksonville.
But it was his 8th year in the league, right? Because okay. you came in the league later,
a little older.
This was just Myles Garrett's 8th year in the NFL. Okay.
But I was also banged up because we came off, because that was the year that I was here, and I wasn't practicing the last couple of weeks because I was hurt. But still, I get your point. And
I mean, you had 12 and a half sacks at 31, Hugh.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where, again, I was hurt in Jacksonville. Not making excuses.
No. What happened? I'm saying, like, so your age 31 season, you had 12 and a half sacks. This year is going to be Myles Garrett's age 30 season. And, you know, no offense to you, Myles Garrett's a better player than you were in the
longer.
NFL.
He's better than me. He just got longer arms, man.
Well, how about we put it this way? Because he has longer arms, he's better than you
that,
were.
That makes me feel better. Okay. All right, we'll just do that.
I know you keep saying that we just won the Super Bowl with the young guys. And, like, it feels like we're still a little bit in the honeymoon phase with the way that we just won the Super Bowl. And, trust me, I am too. I'm soaking it all in. But let me give you a few reasons why I don't think it's just as easy as we can do this again next season and we'll be okay. We had 21 of 22 starters healthy for the Super Bowl, right? And I understand that we did in 2022, but we can't just go into next season and count on that, because think about the 2023 season after that. We were a lot more banged up. We're going to lose these guys in free agency, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and if Washington or Detroit gets this guy,
it's a problem.
That knocks us down a peg. We might not even win our own division Washington gets him.
It's, some people might be angry hearing that, but you're right. I don't disagree with you on that. I'm not saying I think Jalex Hunt is better, or Nolan Smith is better. My eyes are just open now that maybe this is the way to build a pass rush to win the Super Bowl. The
Eagles is wide open.
Wide open. They've won it twice now, and neither time did they have a great edge rusher. I mean, they had seven guys that could get to the quarterback.
Well, Hassan Reddick had 16 and a half sacks the year that we went 22.
But the two won, right? Their best edge rusher was BG in 17. Their best edge rusher this year was probably Josh Sweat.
But that defense got toasted in the Super Bowl.
But they still won.
But that was Nick Foles.
They gave him 500 yards.
BG made plays. But you don't come out of that saying, our pass rush won that Super Bowl.
Well, BG made the play. But they had a good defense during the year. This year, they had the best defense without a great edge rusher. I don't know if you... I think you need a great pass rush.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a great edge rusher. And if Myles Garrett just fell off a tree and was on the Eagles' defense, I'd be so excited. But it's not that. What you're doing is you're subtracting from the depth to add a great player, and I don't want to do it. Not at this age. Let's go to the phone lines here. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good, what's Aaron, what's up? Man?
Hey, I just wanted to give you, if you let me, a little bit of long talk from start to finish. Is that okay, Hugh?
Yeah, go for it.
All depends, right. Man. Keep it interesting. Just keep it interesting.
All right. Hey, I just want to thank you guys. I've been a long-time WIP listener, and I just started calling in a couple weeks, and you guys, favorite show. Keep it fun, and I really enjoy it. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Well, we thank you, Aaron, for being a listener in a car. Aaron, what do you got today for us?
All right, so I am all for bringing in Myles Garrett. I think, just like Kyle said, I agree 1,000,000%. You're going to lose Milton Williams. You're going to lose Josh Sweat. You're going to possibly even lose Zach Bond. So I think, why not bring him in? If Howie can figure out how to keep him under the cap, pay him, figure out how to get two or three good to great years out of him, pair up those two monsters, and then you know, continue this run.
Yeah, well, so the idea of the two monsters together, and I know you mean Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett, that is the one thing that, as I say how I feel today, I do have in the back of my mind, I am picturing it, Hugh. Those two together might be the best combination of interior pass rush and the outside, since I would say maybe
Reggie and Jerome.
Yeah, and then maybe after that in the NFL, Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice. It's rare you get two kind of Hall of Fame talents.
Yeah, I was thinking Reggie and Jerome. Yeah, though.
But it's a fair one. Aaron, that is enticing to imagine those two going after the quarterback together. I'm with you on that.
And also, guys, too, if you lose two, just say you have to give up two first-round picks, they're somewhere in between 29 and 32, correct?
Something goes bad next year. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Something goes
right.
really wrong. You should be able then to trust Howie to draft anywhere between rounds 2 and 7, right?
You should, but it takes away his biggest leverage point in every draft, in the next two drafts. Like his first round pick, he can move up, he can move down. You know, you can get a good player. You take those away. Yes. That to me, that's a lot.
It's just Myles Garrett is such a freak in nature that it's just so enticing to bring him in.
So it is. And Aaron, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. But I think we're thinking about the Myles Garrett that is. We don't know the Myles Garrett that will be over the next 3 years. Like, we could guess it, but that's a projection. And again, whether you want to care about the past or not, a lot of guys, and not just Hugh, but we're talking about the best ever pass rushers on the edge, they seem to fall off all around this age.
See,
said that about Saquon last year.
But one Saquon trumps 10 of the greatest edge rushers of all time?
Okay, but so here's a big thing I think that you missed, and a lot of people missed with the Saquon thing. Saquon came from a bad Giants team
and
with a bad offensive line. Miles Garrett's coming off a bad Browns team with no like real complement in the middle of that defense. So that could, you know, that could prolong his career or prolong his peak with the Eagles if he plays next to Jalen Carter.
In all fairness, that's not the same comparison because you're talking about a running back who had multiple offers to go somewhere else and came here because he looked at his potential to get, you know, to win a lot of games.
Well, that's exactly what Garrett's doing.
Miles Garrett is going to the highest bidder.
No, he said he wants to win.
The Browns could pay him.
He's not going back.
But he wants to get paid as well.
But he's leaving because he wants to win.
The strength of this Philadelphia Eagles team, in my opinion, is, yes, you have some guys that are hired guns or whatever, you go out and get some mercenaries. You got a few of those. But when you look at the core of this team, they've done a tremendous job of grooming and developing their young players. And when you talk, and we all talk about it, oh, it's Howie's season. He gets draft picks that work out and we have success with. You're taking away some of his power when you go out and you give up as much as you give up for a guy like Miles Garrett.
You know what everyone's going to say if we get Miles Garrett? Howie season, baby.
Well, of course they are. I mean, I get that. And look, they could repeat next year. They're the favorite right now. If they get Miles Garrett, they might even be a bigger favorite. They probably would be. The odds would probably shift a little bit. They'd be even a bigger favorite. But I'm okay with them trying to be the team that wins four Super Bowls in 12 years rather than gives up.
Guarantees us going back to the Super Bowl. That's what we're saying.
I think it gives us by far a better chance than just, you know, than drafting a kid with number 32.
No, not a guarantee.
No, of course it's not a guarantee. But would you not admit there's a way higher?
We're acting like Miles Garrett guarantees us to go to the Super Bowl.
No, I think both of us are relenting to the fact that nothing is like we could, you know, we could win four games next year. I have no idea what's going to happen, but. Who gives you a better chance of going back, Miles Garrett or some kid we pick at 32? That might not even be a defensive end. That's
just like saying, like, Cooper DeJean, nobody knew his impact. You don't know. We're all talking about the unquantifiables. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Cooper DeJean is more unlikely than the, like, reigning three-time All-Pro Miles Garrett coming to this defense.
I agree with that, but I just – is it worth it for the big picture? That's where I'm – no.
I look at it like
they just won the Super Bowl without Miles Garrett. They're not just going to do that again.
As much as I like Miles Garrett and would love to have him here at a reasonable price, I'm more confident in this coaching staff and their ability to get the most out of whomever they draft and to be productive in what they're trying to get them to do.
Can I throw one more thing in there?
Yes.
What if Vic Fangio goes to Howie's desk and says, I need Miles Garrett?
Now, that's something totally different.
No, but not for still, me. Vic.
It's different. It's different in the sense that that's who he wants.
I can't imagine Vic not wanting Miles Garrett.
It still has to fit financially.
It has to fit big picture. It's not... I don't view the Eagles as a team that is like, oh, we have to do this right now. They just won the Super Bowl. What they have to do is keep their window open as many years as they can.
I'm not satisfied.
Steve in Egg Harbor Township. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I agree with you guys, man. You and Mr. I can't even remember his name.
Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas, that's it. I'm sorry, you. I agree with you guys. I'm not giving up the farm for anybody. We won the Super Bowl. If we can get this guy with those draft picks and have to give him a new contract, why can't we keep most of our guys then? The salary cap is going up, as far as I heard, mid-20 millions. We have $11 million under the cap. And with Howie's wizardry, we can get that to 50-55. We could definitely, in my opinion, keep three out of the four. Then all our draft picks. And as far as I'm also hearing the defensive fronts in this draft are really, really good all the way into the middle of the second round. So, I mean, why can't we just stack as long as we keep picking from the good conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC, which I call the NFL, you know, the D-League of the NBA. Is the SEC and the Big Ten where 38% of NFL players come from. That's what I'd be doing.
Well, I would too. And Steve, I think that's the key to sustaining this for years to come. If they keep getting good young players here, like, you know, we do this thing, and Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Howie could do anything. There's probably a bigger picture to what Howie does that maybe we miss with this. Like, why can he do anything with the cap? Because he probably limits how many of these super contracts he gives out at once. I mean, at some point, if you have Jalen Carter and Myles Garrett and maybe Quinyon Mitchell in a couple years and Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and the offensive lineman, you might not have the depth anymore. Like, there might be a limit to, okay, I can move this money around if I give out six of these contracts. But once you give out seven, eight, nine, that could hurt their depth.
Well, but something we also know that Howie does is when there's a great player available, he makes the move. A.J. Brown cost him a first-round pick, and you know what they ended up doing? They paid him.
Yep.
They drafted Devontae Smith, and they paid Devontae Smith, too.
I agree with you, but the difference is, just like when they got Jason Peters, he was 26. When they got A.J. Brown, he was 24. I'm not anti-trading picks for great players. I'm anti-doing it when they're about to be 30 years old. To me, the juice, you phrase earlier.
But the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Yeah, like, my guess is, and if I'm wrong on this, I'll be wrong. Like, but my guess is, based on the way it works all the time in the NFL, his next 3 to 4 years will be far less great than his last 3 to 4 years.
I forgot that you're Joe Banner Giulio.
Well, then go ahead.
Joe Banner Giulio.
You
really?
Know what? I'll be Joe Banner. I don't want to be Joe Banner, but I guess I am today.
Didn't win anything.
He did not, but you know what? He caught Howie. I mean, like, let's not pretend Howie got all these ideas out of thin air. He learned from Joe Banner. Randy in Jersey. He's like an evolutionary Joe. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna change you and Hugh's mind.
Okay, go for it.
To me. Here
Thank
we
you.
Go. Milton's gone. All right. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna find out if he's worth the bag he's gonna get until he's on another team.
Yep.
Or he should give some of that money back to Jalen Carter.
Okay.
The other thing is if you put Myles Garrett on the end of that line, and you could stick me at 50 years old and 300 pounds, I'm gonna get pressure in Milton Williams' position with that guy over there. All right. Second of all, we kick them two first rounders out of here. We ain't going to have the money anyway. We got to get prepared to pay some of these other young guys soon. All right, we got Myles Garrett for 2 years before we have to decide whether we keep him, and he wants another contract, and he's going to be on a team that's
I don't agree with that point. I think that he's going to get a new contract when he goes to his next team. He's not playing for zero guaranteed money.
Yeah, but he's going to be playing. He's got 2 years on this contract.
You're right, but there's zero guaranteed dollars left in the contract.
He wants some guaranteed money. Yeah, he wants some upfront money.
When
man.
Great players have zero guaranteed.
He's good at kicking that down the road and getting them paid.
Okay.
All right, the other thing is you can't discredit our medical staff and what they do. Well, I can give you one player's name, Brandon Grant. We've had a medical staff here that keeps guys fresh no matter what their age is, and we can't take that away from them. You get this guy over here, and he ain't got the miles you think he does. He ain't playing in the playoffs for the Cleveland Browns. So
but he has played a lot of football.
And he's been to the playoffs.
We've got to keep Isaiah Rodgers, and we got to make Vaughn a priority, and this defense will be locked up for a long time.
Yeah, well, they're going to be a good defense no matter what they do this offseason. They're going to be good next year.
Well,
come on.
But will they be number one defense, carry you to the Super Bowl type defense?
Probably not.
Yeah,
they were going to be the number one defense this year?
Well, no.
But
a good point.
But to counter that, what happens usually when you're the number one defense? How often are you the number one defense again next year?
When you're the number one defense, you get pilfered. Like, they're going to lose a lot of people, and they know that.
But so they're probably not going to be as good next year.
The structure is going to be there, and the structure is going to be sound. I think that... You know, this is the thing that we have to realize, man, that when you win a Super Bowl, your team is going to get pillaged.
Yes.
It's going to get pillaged.
It happened 2 years ago and they didn't even win.
The way that you replenish the ranks, you go out and get some young guys and you groom them and you get the guys. The good thing about this draft is that Vic Fangio is going to be at the combine. He's going to pick and choose the guys that he wants to fit his system.
No doubt. 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone call today on Myles Garrett. Should the Eagles go all in to get this guy? I say no. He's a great player now. But there's been plenty of great pass rushers. Before there was Myles Garrett, there was Von Miller. Before him, there was Marcus Ware. We could do this for every 5 years, 10 years in the NFL. And almost all of them fell off really fast. Around this age, I'm not trading two ones going all in. Are you? 215-592-9494. Also, more from the combine yesterday. A very interesting quote from Howie about what the Eagles fans should expect this offseason and how it relates to the ability to re-sign some of these free agents. We'll unpack this quote next. Your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care tree provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application with their price match guarantee. You know you're getting the best value. Not satisfied? True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right, all part of their promise. You don't wait. Visit truegreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply.